Hello, my friends. How are you? I hope you're having an amazing day or night or whatever it is when you are listening to this. I want to thank you for returning to me. If you are coming back to me, and if you are new here, then welcome, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode. Hello, my loves. So today we are going to talk about angel numbers. I am super stoked about this one because it is literally something that many of you request, you know, to be a topic for this podcast. And you guys always send me messages on Instagram like, what does this mean? What does this mean? I see this all the time. Does this have significance? And it's something that is super cool, and I'm excited to talk about it. There are so many different types of combinations, different ways that you can interpret these things. And I just want to remind you guys that even though I'm going to be giving you like a general kind of overview about what certain ones could mean, take it for what you feel resonates with you. What is the meaning, you know, of these numbers for you? What do you feel? You know, do you notice when certain numbers come up that you're seeing all the time? And also just to pay attention, you guys. This is really just about paying attention to your surroundings, understanding that everything has meaning. So yeah, let's get into this shoot. So first I kind of want to talk about, I guess my just kind of like journey with these angel numbers. I honestly don't remember the first time that I started noticing these angel numbers. I guess it just kind of happened. And the more conscious I became and the more aware of my surroundings and the more aware of kind of the universal support and symbolisms and just angel numbers in general, the more I started noticing whenever they would pop up, and the more I noticed, you know, certain numbers pop up, the more I wanted to learn more about them and kind of pay attention and be like, well, what the fuck? Why am I seeing 111 all the time? Why am I seeing 222, 333, 444, 1111? Like, those are my most common ones that I tend to see the most. So I kind of just, as I noticed they would come up, I just kind of researched. And I also, you know, like I said before, paid attention to, okay, what the fuck is happening in my life right now? What the fuck am I feeling right now? Am I overwhelmed? Is this shit? Like, what is it? A happy time? Do I feel as though, you know, I'm on the verge of a huge breakthrough? Do I feel as though I'm in a transition from one part of my life to another? You know, all these things fucking correlate, you guys. Everything that we go through, it all makes sense. It all correlates. It's all for our highest good, regardless of what it is. And I think that's one of the hardest things, obviously, to understand and to kind of accept as we go through this journey of life, is that we all have these ebbs and flows, and we kind of just have to roll with it, and release the control and the need to control the universe, because the universe doesn't fucking like being controlled. So, you know, It's like when you're in a relationship and you're sitting there either being controlled by your partner or trying to control your partner. They're going to fucking buck. Like, you're not going to want to deal with it. They're not going to want to deal with it. And it's the same fucking thing for the universe and the law of attraction and just all of this shit. So anyways, I digress. So, let's talk about one of the most symbolic numbers, 111. So 111 is really the universe trying to guide you to pay attention to your thoughts and feelings, because you are manifesting through these thoughts and feelings. You're manifesting these new beginnings into your physical reality. So these new beginnings can also be opportunities for you to kind of release any old habits and limiting beliefs in order for you to move forward into the next chapter of your life and, you know, your spiritual journey. So 111 is something that I see all the fucking time. It's like insane. And the thing is, you can also see these numbers like anywhere. Like, I see them on license plates. Like, when I'm doing my work, I'll see, you know, the page numbers 111, or, you know, the time 111, or just, It doesn't matter where you see it. It doesn't have to be a time. It doesn't have to be anything. If you just see that number and you notice that you're seeing it consistently, or even if you don't even see it consistently and you're just like, oh shit, 111 is an angel number. That means that I need to pay attention to my thoughts and feelings, because these are what is manifesting and creating my reality. So that's number one, 111. The next one I'm going to talk about is 1111, which is obviously another huge one that a lot of people see. And you know what's really funny? As I look at the time right now, it's 10 fucking 10. And that's one that I'm going to be talking about. But that's just the thing. Like, I just randomly look at the time and it's like, hey, angel number. I fucking love it, you guys. I love it so much because it's so beautiful and it's so comforting to me. But anyways, let's talk about 1111. So 1111 is really to remind you that you're the center of your own reality and that you need to take responsibility for it. So again, like 111, your current situation is usually a result of your past thoughts and actions. So you want to take a proactive approach. You want to become aware of what you're thinking, what you're saying, what you're doing in order to take charge of your life. Are there certain things that you want to be doing, certain situations that you want to be a part of, that you are maybe letting your limiting beliefs of, oh, I can't do that. Oh, I'm not worthy enough. Oh, I'm not good enough to do that. It's a reminder that yes, you are. You guys, you are fucking in charge of your life. You are in charge of the decisions that you make, the actions that you do. Are you sitting in there saying, I want to do this, I want to do that, but you're not taking the aligned action to do that? So pay attention. You know, the universe is on your side. Let's not forget that. The universe is here. There are guides, there are spirit guides, your angels, whatever the fuck, God, whatever the fuck you want to call it, you guys. These numbers, these symbols are here to kind of remind you that, hey, bitch, I'm here supporting you. Like, let's get your shit together. Like, or, you know, hey, you're doing a great job. So there is that. Let's talk about another one that I see all the time is 222. So 222 is really talking about cooperation and being in harmony with yourself and others around you. It's really about like starting new partnerships, new beginnings, co-creating a dream. It's a beginning of an expansion that kind of reflects the growth in a certain area of your life. So the universe is really reminding you that it's rearranging itself and really working behind the scenes to help you. And just trust, you guys. Trust that everything is always working for you. The universe is here for you. Things are happening for you, not against you or to you. You know, we go through changes and the lives of others are being impacted and transformed around us as well. So everything and every person in this universe is on a mission. We're all here on purpose. We were like created into these humans for a reason. We're here to shed our light and shine our light and bring this wisdom and opportunity and share our story in life. We are here on purpose, you guys. You are here on purpose. And I know we get so caught in why the fuck am I here? You know, what am I doing? And I suffer from this as well. Even now, even though I found, you know, my passion work and I love what I do, I still get in that mindset of like, okay, what's my purpose? Like, am I really doing this? Or should I be really doing this? You know, am I worthy enough? This, that, and the other thing. You are here on purpose. You are needed. You are necessary. And the universe supports you and loves you. All right, let's see. I'm looking at my notes here because I don't want to forget anything. So we have 333. This is another one that I guess in the past year, I've really noticed that I've been seeing this, which is pretty cool. It's basically a message for encouragement and strength. And it's reminding you that, you know, the best things in life come through persistence. So do not fucking give up. Don't give up, don't give up, don't give up. I actually saw this number on a license plate this morning when I was bringing my daughter to school. So, you know, like I said before, we go through the ebbs and flows of life, whether it's a setback in your career or relationship or health issues or anything that kind of you feel like may be setting you back. Just remember that things can turn around in an instant. So you just have to keep moving forward, keep going forward, keep pushing on, keep trying to reach that goal. Treat, you know, whatever the fuck it is that you want to do, move forward. Take aligned action, one foot in front of the other. Each moment of every day, you have a choice to keep going or to stay the same. And just trust that you're safe. You are always safe. You are always guided. And as long as you're, you know, taking the steps forward to be in alignment with your soul, be in alignment with what makes you happy, what keeps you lit the fuck up every day, then you're moving forward and that's it. 444, that's another one that I literally, it's funny because when I lost my cat, for those of you who don't know, I lost my cat for 4 days. I literally saw 444 like every fucking day, multiple times a day. It was insane. And I had been seeing it like before, but when she was lost, it was literally like, hello, 444 all the fucking time. And here is the beauty behind this. 444 really is telling you that whatever you're going through, you're going to be okay. Literally, it's a reminder that your angel, your guardian angel, your spirit guide, whoever you want to, you know, call it, this energy, this divine, you know, connection, consciousness, was assigned to you to protect you in all ways. So just trust. Trust, follow that compass, follow that light. Everything you are doing, you're going to be okay. You're going to be fine. You are safe. So that was like, I saw that so many times and I noticed like, okay, what are my thoughts? And that 444 was coming up when I was starting to doubt. I was starting to lose that like positive, like, okay, she's going to come home. Visualizing, you know, her coming through the door, everything being fine, and this, that, and the other thing. And when my thoughts were starting to go towards the opposite, towards the negative, 444 would just show up and be like, hey, bitch, remember, remember that you're going to be fine. You're going to be totally fine. And it was such a beautiful reminder. And I would, every time I would say it, I would thank you, thank you, thank you. Because I wanted to be in that space of gratitude for, you know, my spirit guides and my angels for letting me know that, bitch, I know this sucks. This is awful. And you are going through like such a ridiculously emotional time. But dude, she's going to come home. Like, just trust. Like, you're going to be fine. She's fine. She's protected. And so it was beautiful. So again, like, pay attention to when you're seeing these numbers and synchronicities and what is happening in your life, because it just like this instance was literally just my guides being like, dude, you're fine. Like, it's okay. Stay in that positive, you know, mindset. She's fine. She's cool. She's coming home. And guess what, bitch? Day four, she came home. So anyways, let's see. 555. 555, I've seen here and there. I've seen it more recently, which is pretty cool because it means really that you're in the process of significant change and new events in your life. So, you know, there's always divine timing at play. So you're being guided to your life's purpose. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty fucking cool because I feel this. Like, I feel like I'm on the verge of... maybe not necessarily a breakthrough, but I feel like I'm on the verge of like a new part of my life, a new career, a new like all of the things. And I'm pretty fucking stoked. So it's pretty cool to see. I said cool about 700 times. I apologize. So it's pretty amazing. Here, I'll change it up. It's pretty amazing to see 555 because that's just another reminder of, you know, yes, what you're feeling, this energy that you're feeling of change and, you know, kind of breaking off from things that you were doing before and kind of going into this new direction. This is really just symbolizing that, like, yeah, this is valid. Like, what you're feeling is valid. And keep going. Like, keep going. And you know, it's also like fall time and autumn is really about, the change and the dying off of old things. You know, the leaves change, they die off and then everything goes into hibernation and all this stuff. So I don't know. It's just, it's such a beautiful time. Like, I feel like I'm in a really good place after so much fucking shit that I've gone through. Like, this year has been insane for me. Insane. And I know a lot of other people have felt the same way. Like, the energy of this year has been crazy. So yeah, again, just 555 is really new events in your life that are going to be, you know, coming to you. Divine timing is obviously at play per always. So keep going. So the last one I want to talk about, which is what I just talked about before, 10-10, which I've been seeing really frequently. I'd say even the past like month, I've really been seeing it a lot. So 10-10 is really about moving towards your higher purpose in life, trusting the universe and what it has in store for you. Everything's fucking happening for a reason. And in the big picture, your higher self knows the best path to get you to where you want to be. So, you know, we just have to have faith that everything's happening for us, like I said before, not against us. The universe is always working itself out for you. You are supported. Everything is for your higher power. You know, like I just said, I feel like this year has been so fucking insane for me. I had been like everything, just everything was happening. Compared to last year, where last year I feel like it was such an expansive, like, holy shit year for, like, my business and just everything. And this year, it's just been kind of like, what have I done all year? Like, I feel like I really haven't done much all year. But in reality, my soul has. My soul has. And I need to go through these lessons and these trials and tribulations and all the loss and just like the upheaval of my life. You know, we were stationed in one place and I thought we were going to be like there forever. And then all of a sudden my grandfather dies and it just fucking threw everything for a loop. Obviously, for a reason. So here we are. You know, we just got settled into our new townhouse and we're finally like getting back into the swing of like life and new school and new job for my fiance. I just almost said fiance, for my husband, and you know, getting married and going through all of that. And that was really such a beautiful fucking time. And it's just like I said, just all the things have been happening this year, and now I finally feel like I can kind of like recenter myself and refocus on myself and kind of be like, okay, here I am. Now, let's move forward. So, and just kind of like trusting. I feel like I kind of like lost my way a bit. I'm not going to lie. The beginning of this year, I feel like I kind of lost my way and got kind of like shuffled into certain things that weren't aligned with me. They just weren't aligned with me. And I just kind of like did it because I was like, okay, well, this is what I want to do this, then let's just do it this way. But it just wasn't aligned, dude. It just wasn't aligned. So I finally had to realize, like, okay, let's walk away from that and let's get back to you, bitch. Like, let's get back to you and what feels good to you. And I, like, my self-care went to shit for a while. I stopped doing oracle card readings and it just, like, wasn't good. It wasn't good. But I needed also to take that time to realize that I need that self-care, obviously. You know, I preach that all the time. Like, take care of yourself. Find something that you're passionate about and this, that, and the other thing. And then I just kind of, like, shoved it away myself and realized, like, dude, my energy was so crappy. Like, I was so upset. Like, I was so mad. And even my husband was like, what is happening with you? What is happening with you? Like, you need to get back to what you were doing before because you were so much more centered and so much more in alignment and so much more, like, your energy was so different when you were taking care of your soul. Like, not just, dude, I can fucking work out every day of my life. Like, that is something that I just do because I do. But I need my soul work, and my soul work is my oracle cards, my soul, not only for myself, but for my clients, you know? There's a period of a couple months where I didn't do any readings at all. And just recently, you know, I started booking clients again. And it's just like, oh my God, yes. Like, yes, this is so, so fucking amazing. And then I started, you know, doing yoga. I was reintroduced to Bikram yoga at the very first studio that I went to. When I was in high school, guys, I was in high school. That was, how the fuck old am I? I don't know. That was over 10 years ago. And it just, like, fucking full circle moment, dude. Full circle moment. And I know on Instagram I did a post about this a couple weeks ago. But it's like, holy balls. Like, yes, this is what I need in my life. So I've been going a couple times a week. whenever I can. My husband works like 12-hour shifts, so it's hard to kind of coordinate, going to classes during the week when he's working, but the days that he's off and on the weekends, dude, I'm there. And it has been so beautiful and so like just a testament, dude, to listen to yourself. Listen to your soul, listen to your inner voice, listen to what you're being fucking pulled for and pulled towards. Because I'm signed up. I'm officially signed up for yoga teacher training. And I think it ends in February. When does it start? It starts in October, November, December, January, February. Yeah. So the end of February, beginning of March, I will be done officially with my 2 hour, 200, 2 hour. I can't fucking talk today. 200-hour yoga teacher training. And I am so fucking pumped, dude, you guys, because I signed up for this course, or this training back in May of 2018. And because of financial reasons, I was not able to continue. So I am pumped. I am pumped. And there has been a reason why I have been so pulled towards going back. And, just follow that, dude. Like, just follow that. And I'm just trusting that it's going to work out. I'm trusting that, like, this is in alignment with my soul because I know it is. I feel it in my bones. I know I'm meant for more. And I know that I want to share. I want to share and I want to bring this practice to everybody and not just, the physical aspect, obviously, but the spiritual and the mental aspect of honoring your body. Honoring your body, honoring where you are, and just giving yourself that hour and a half, that half hour, however fucking long it is that the classes will be of just being with yourself, getting to know yourself and honoring it. Because you are fucking amazing. You are fucking amazing. And you are worthy of the time. You are worthy of it all. And I'm just so excited. I'm so excited to see where this brings me. When I first signed up, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait. Not this time, but last time in May of last year, I was like, yes, I'm so excited. I want to host retreats. I want to do this. I want to do that. And I still want to do that. I still want to do that. I want to go on retreats. I want to host them. I want to just be and create this beautiful community. Just a love, just surrounded with love. And I think there's just so much hate in the world, and we need a safe place and a safe space to go and be with ourselves and be with other women who are, wanting that connection. Wanting that connection. Breaking the. I don't even know how to explain it, but breaking like the jealousy and the just females against females, I feel like is very prevalent. And just coming to a space of sisterhood, honoring each other. We are all, I would love to just have a space where everybody is just here to support each other, to love each other, to be there. And, it's beautiful because I have kind of that sense of community through the Girl Gang, the workout programs, and nutrition aspect of what I do right now. And I want to expand that. I want to expand that into the community, in person, because it's beautiful and it's wonderful. And that's why I love, love, love social media and being able to have this community online, because I am literally like talking to people that live thousands of miles away from me, and we are just like amazing friends. And it's a beautiful community and beautiful sisterhood, but I also want that to be here in like in person. Like, I want to like physically give you a hug, not just virtually. So I'm excited, to add that aspect into it. And bring that to my community. And yeah, I just kind of, I know I just went on like a tangent about everything, but I'm excited. You guys, I'm excited. I feel like shit's happening. Shit's coming together now. And these angel numbers, I'm telling you, like, they just confirm all of that for me. And they really help me and have helped me along this path, especially in times when I'm like, what is happening? Like, why is this happening? And then all of a sudden I'll just like look at the clock or just see it, you know, anywhere on a license plate or on a sign or like in the store. On my receipt yesterday, I had 333 was my change. And I was like, fuck yeah, bitch. Like, but it's just like those reminders that, dude, the universe is here for you. The universe has your back. And pay attention. Pay attention to what's around you. And also, like I said before, way back in the beginning, like, pay attention to what these numbers feel like to you, because I can sit here and say like, this is what this means to me, but it could be something completely different to you. So just pay attention, you guys. Take what I say, take what everybody fucking says, kind of like a grain of salt, because you and your soul and your feelings know best. So pay attention about how your body reacts, what your mind is telling you, what is going on in your life. How is your thought? What are you thinking at that moment that you see that number? And roll with it, dude. Fucking roll with it. So anyways, I hope this was helpful for you. I would love for you guys, if you don't follow me on Instagram, follow me at Oracle Insight Mama. When you see an angel number, I want you to, if you can, be safe. If you're fucking driving, like, unless you're stopped at a stop sign or whatever, take a picture of the license plate. But if you see an angel number, I want you to take a picture, add it to your story on Instagram, and tag me in it. Because I want to see. I want to spread this. I want to spread this message, and I want to spread, like, the love and the just the messages of the universe and to everybody, because it's so cool to see how, like, everybody's like, oh my God, I didn't know that's what that meant. Like, that makes so much sense when they send me messages, you know, asking, what does this mean? And so, yeah, let's spread that knowledge, you guys. Let's spread that wisdom, spread that knowledge so that we can raise the vibration, raise the consciousness of humanity right now. Please. So tag me. Again, take a picture whenever you see an angel number. Take a picture of it. Tag me in your IG story at Oracle Insight Mama. And let's spread some fucking knowledge. Love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll talk to you next time. Thank you so much for tuning in with me this week. I would love to hear from you guys. So if you could leave me a review on iTunes, that would be amazing. As always, you can find me on Instagram at Oracle Insight Mama, or you could visit my website at www.oracleinsightmama.com. Thank you guys. I love you, and I'll talk to you next time.